Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Thrive Era. I'm your host, Kim. Hey, so sorry. I've been gone for so long. It's been a little over 2 months that I've uploaded an episode. And I just wanted to apologize for that. I've had kind of a bit of a slump mentally, and I want to put stuff out there that I feel my heart is into. And I haven't felt the heart into recording, if that makes sense. So I don't want to put something out there that I don't believe in, or I don't want to put something out there I'm not happy with just to put something out there. So that's why I haven't recorded in a while, but I am feeling mentally much better, and I am so ready to get back into recording. I did mention to you guys I wanted to try and stick to a schedule, but I couldn't guarantee it because life is just unpredictable. So I'm not going to sit here and promise you guys weekly episodes or even bi-weekly episodes. I'm going to upload when I can, whenever I can, and I have time to record. Because not only was I in, you know, like a bit of a slump, but I was so overwhelmed with school this semester. Summer term just ended and it was a lot. June and July was just like so many projects, finals, and this and that left and right. So I was also drowning in that. And on top of that, as I've mentioned 800 billion times, I am a chronically ill mother of a 2-year-old. So you can imagine it's a lot. But I finished summer school last week, so I have a little bit of a break before I start my fall term. So I've been enjoying that. And you guys, I'm graduating in December. I can't even believe it. In December this year, I will officially have my bachelor's degree, and I'm over the moon. I literally did not see this day coming. I should have graduated like 2 years ago, but things just kept happening. And every time I started school, I had to like withdraw because I would get sick and end up in the hospital. So this illness delayed a lot of things for me, but I persevered. You know, since I stopped working, I decided I'm going to really bunker down and focus on school. So, yeah, this December, I will be a college graduate, and I just can't believe it. It's really exciting. I'm so proud of myself, and I can't wait for Layla to see her mommy graduating. So that's going on. And then I had something else to share, but I can't remember. But yeah, let me get into my health update. Since it's been so long, I'm sure you guys are curious, but amazing news, guys. I haven't been to the hospital in 2 months. June and July were hospital-free months for me. Yay! I'm so stinking happy. As you guys know, I was in the hospital every single month this year besides the last two. So it's been so fun, and knocking on wood literally right now, if you can hear it. August will also be a hospital-free month for me. If you guys don't know, if you know me personally, you know that August, I joke around and say, is a cursed month for me, because I've been in the hospital in August every year for like the past 4 years. So it's like a running joke when August comes around. I always say, like, I'm staying indoors. I'm not leaving the house. My friends always joke around. They're like, we're going to put you in a bubble. Like, but yeah, so I'm saying that, but I'm not believing it because I don't want to speak you know, that into existence. So what I will say is August was a cursed month, but August this year will be a good month, and I will not be in the hospital, and we're going to make this month 3 of no hospital visits. So I'm putting that out there. Oh, health update. So yes, besides that, I have to say I've been feeling very fatigued. Dialysis really takes a toll on the body. Because just think about it, guys, it's almost like, and I can say this because I've had it, but it's like a cancer patient with chemo. Like, it's a treatment on your body, so it takes a huge toll on it. Every day I wake up and I'm so tired. I am so fatigued. I don't have the energy to do the most mundane things, like doing something so simple as like getting up and, you know, let's say hypothetically serving a bowl of cereal to Layla. It's like hard. And I mean hard as in like energy wise, like having to get up and stuff. And we live in a 2-story house, so you can imagine like the agony every day is real. And then on top of the fatigue, I have body aches every day. Like, my body just hurts. Like, everything hurts. It's like, the best way I can describe it is like, you know when you get sick and your body's just like achy? I don't know if that happens to everybody, but that's how I feel every day. Just achy and fatigued. So it sucks, but I don't want to complain, because it could be worse, and I'm alive, you know, at the end of the day. So I'm really trying to keep a positive mindset. I've actually been going to church a lot more and just getting closer to God, and I feel like that's helping me a lot with my mentality. It's really teaching me to just keep a positive outlook in life, because every day is a gift, you know? Every day that I live and I get to spend time with my husband, my daughter, you know, my friends, people that love me, my family, like, is a gift, because there's people that don't even have the privilege of doing that. So it's teaching me a lot to just be patient, be kind, and focus on the good. So, I'm just trying to really implement that in my day-to-day life. yeah. So, that is my health update. I'm not on the list yet. I know I get asked that question a lot. But I have an appointment with a doctor actually next week. And he's going to determine if I should be on the list or not. So fingers crossed, guys. I'm crossing everything, my toes. I'm just hoping and praying this is it. Because it would be really great if I could get a transplant soon. Yeah. So today's episode is actually pre-recorded. So I'm doing a separate intro because I actually recorded a episode with a guest, and the guest is my friend Francis. If you know me, you probably know Francis. We have been friends now for like 12 years. She's literally like a sister to me. Like, she's my sister from another mister. And I love her so much. So when she was here recently in town, because if you don't know, she doesn't live here, she kind of pushed me into doing an episode, which I'm glad she did. I literally even thanked her afterwards because she kind of got me out of the slump, I will say. I do want to apologize in advance because I thought her mic was on and it was working. But it doesn't seem like it was working. You can hear her, but not very well. So I do apologize for that. You can hear me clearly, but it's a little bit hard to hear her. So I'm sorry. I don't have guests on my podcast often, so I'm still trying to figure out two mics and all of that situation. So something I did along the ride, along our little podcast journey, didn't work for on her end. So it was my fault. I need to really get better at it. But this episode is completely different than anything I've ever done. We're literally just, nothing was planned. We were literally at a coffee shop and decided like 2 hours before we recorded, hey, we should record an episode. So we're literally just chit-chatting and talking about nothing. And mainly just giggling, because whenever me and Francis are together, we just laugh and giggle at literally anything. We're annoying. We're so annoying. But that's my best friend. That's why we get along so well. But I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. And again, I'm so sorry about the audio. I will get better. But anyways, without further ado. I don't know if that's, why does that feel wrong? Anyways, please enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you guys in the next one. And we're live. Hello.
Hi.
This is weird because we're like looking at each other.
That's very intimate. And I feel like whispering because of the mic.
Well, Layla's also napping. I feel like mine is really loud. Honey, I don't like how... Okay, that's a little bitter. Anyways, so guys, I'm here with my bestie, Franny. I don't know why I'm like making eye contact and it's weird.
I don't like it.
Hello. So yeah, my friend is here in town, and we figured we would just do an episode together where we could just chit chat and basically just
talk shit and stare into each other's souls.
And yeah, stare into each other's eyes lovingly. I feel like I can't hear you. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Okay. I really hope it's recording.
Can you stop it and see?
I have.
Are we starting over?
No. We're just picking right back up. So, anyways, yeah. So, my friend is here from Boston visiting, and we figured we would just do a little podcast episode. So, welcome, Franny.
Thank you.
To the pod.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Yay. How's it going?
Good. The problem with us is that we laugh about everything, so this is going to be a laugh.
We don't take anything seriously.
Yeah, we really,
and we have the same dark humor.
Yeah, it's problematic.
Yeah. But yeah, so Franny's in town. She leaves Saturday. Mm-hmm. I can't think right now. I literally had something to say and my brain just shut down.
What can you talk about?
But yeah. We had coffee today and it was very nice.
It was very nice.
Tore up some food as well. We went to Han Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot hear you, and I don't know if it's... As long as you can hear yourself, I think it's working.
Okay.
But yeah. So anyways, tell us about your life. Francis is single and thriving in Boston. I literally live life through her because I feel like she's always on the go, like always doing something fun and exciting. And she's if you don't know her, she's very like fashionable.
and beautiful. So I literally just like live through her and her excitement, because I feel like you're always up to something.
It's very chaotic, I'm not gonna lie. But I feel like I just do a lot of side quests.
Side quests.
My favorite thing is to like do something very random and then send a picture to him without any context. And then she's like, Francis, what the hell are you doing now?
So, that's my favorite. It's so interesting. I'll just get a random picture of like literally the most random shit, and I'm like, what? And the thing is, like, she'll send it at like 1 a.m. Like,
I just randomly, like, let me mess with Kim really quick.
I love it. So, tell us about Boston. Actually, let's go back to the beginning, okay. Because I'm sure people listening that don't know me are probably like, who is this?
Beginning to what?
How we met and stuff.
Okay.
We're going on, 10 years? We've been friends for like over a decade now.
I feel like it's been over 12 years.
Right? Oh, wow.
Because we met, wasn't it like 2012? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
2012. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Right? Is my math mathing?
No, I think you're right.
Okay, well.
And we've literally, like, been through, like, every season together, like, okay. In life.
Literally.
Like.
We grew up together, basically.
Little 21-year-old babies to, like, motherhood and all this stuff is crazy.
Breakups.
Yeah.
Life in general.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, so crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Like. We used to party.
We were chaotic.
Like
the thing is, Kim was the life of the party.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I would encourage it. And then I would get in trouble too.
We were always in trouble. We were always grounded.
Always in trouble. I feel like one of the first time we hung out.
Oh yes. My gosh. That was so much fun.
That was our first time out alone together.
And we got grounded.
We got grounded.
Right away.
Like, we hung out as a group, and then we're like, you know what? We need to have, like, a solo date. Like, let's go.
Yes.
Out into town.
Oh, my gosh. So we... So we were like, let's go downtown one night. And we were, like, thinking it's going to be, like, a cute little casual night. We got so drunk to the point where... We couldn't figure out how to get home. I ended up driving us home. Don't know how.
This
Fran
was
is.
Uber.
Yes, this was pre Uber days, so we didn't have really the option. Mm-hmm. Fran's over here puking.
Yeah.
So I had to drive. Meanwhile, I don't know how to get anywhere.
She forgot where I lived.
I forgot how to get home. I forgot where she lived. I'm pretty sure we were on the highway for like 40 minutes when it's like a 20-minute drive. And then somehow, I gave up because I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So we were like a 7-Eleven, and I called Javi, and he came to get us.
He was mad.
He was so mad because it's like 2 a.m.
I think he was wasn't he at like Steak and Shake or something?
He was out. He had gone out with one of his friends, so he was already out. But he was just kind of like, what the hell, like.
Yeah.
He was more mad at the fact that I was driving,
yeah.
Like, completely wasted.
Yeah, and that was chaotic.
Because I was wasted. Like, mm-hmm. I remember driving, and I couldn't even, like, see the road clearly. We were reckless.
Yeah, but that was funny.
But it was fun.
Yeah. And then after that, he's like, yeah, you guys are not going out alone together.
Yeah, so we took a little break, a little hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were back.
And then we were right back in there. And the thing about us is that whenever we go out, we would like
disappear.
The group.
Always. We would always disappear. And we would, what were we doing? Taking shots?
Oh, yep, we were taking shots. And we call it like an adventure. We're like, do you want to skate? Yep. Okay, cool. Let's go. Like, people knew we were skating.
Yeah, we thought we were so sneaky. We're like, we got this, we out. And meanwhile, everyone can, like, they're like, oh, there they are,
yep.
Right over there. And we're like giggling in the corner. We're like, we're on an adventure.
Yeah. And we try to match.
Just join
my people even
more. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
It's like we knew we were obnoxious and we wanted to continue.
Up the ante. Yeah. We're like, we already know we're annoying. Mm-hmm. So let's even like be even more annoying. Exactly. And we would literally text each other like, what are we wearing? So we can match and annoy the fuck out of everybody. Yep. Oops. Okay. My language. I'm sorry. Annoy the crap out of everybody. I try not to curse. Okay. But sorry. It's okay. It happens.
I have a potty mouth. I try not to.
Potty mouths unite.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that's a little bit about us, but we've been friends now for like 12 years. Mm-hmm. And Frances decided one day she's over Florida. She's like, I'm out.
Nothing was, you know.
So what was like the final, I guess, like motive when you were like, that's it, I'm leaving?
I feel like I always had a desire to live in a bigger city. And then after...
And you know what? I feel like you are like a city vibe. Like you're like a big city girl. I don't know. Like I don't see you like in a small town. Like I don't know if I make sense.
I know what you mean. I feel the same. Excuse me.
Like you're so like outgoing and you have such a like fun personality. Like you're like a... I don't know how to explain it.
I do like the city. I like the fast paced life.
That's what it is. Fast paced.
It also is nice to like come home and be like
slow down for a little bit.
I could definitely picture myself back here in the long run, but right now I'm like,
you're enjoying your time.
I'm enjoying it for sure. But I also do like my space, so I feel like that's the struggle, is finding the balance.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I always had the desire to live in a bigger city. And so I hated my last job, like, towards the end of it. It was just very, like, toxic.
Here? In Florida? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just knew I didn't want to be at that job anymore. So I started applying. And then me just being, like, random.
Yeah.
Let me apply to Boston, to New York, and Chicago. And I just got callbacks from Boston, honestly. And towards the end, it was between two jobs. One of them was going to be, like, regional in all of Florida. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was Boston. And then Boston just ended up working out.
Do you love it?
Boston or my job?
Boston.
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. Whenever someone asks me, I, like, freeze. Like,
really?
Smile, like... I do like it a lot. It was like the city vibe that I was going for, and there's a lot more to do, and it was new. The only part that I'm like, I don't like the, well, two things is winter. Winter's rough.
Yeah,
it's ghetto. And then is like just community overall, since I don't have family there.
Yeah, yeah.
All my close friends are here. It's been hard.
Except Jazzy. Shout out to Jazzy. Yeah, Jazzy, we love you.
I love you, XXO. but apart from that, it's hard. And there's been moments where I was like, dang, I really wish I had my family here, you know, but apart from that, I do like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But yeah.
That's my dream. I would love to, like, leave Florida.
Really?
For,
where'd you go?
I don't know.
You always said Texas.
I don't know, but...
It was really random, by the way.
I thought I wanted to live in Texas, but I hear it gets, like, just as hot.
It does.
And I don't want to be
it's
in...
Like, it's like a drier heat.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sick of the heat. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I used to say the same
thing. But I don't want to be in snow either.
I used to say the same thing, but when you experience...
The cold.
Degrees, I know. You miss it.
It's rough.
The sunshine, too. That's like the part. It's not even the heat or whatever, it's the sunshine.
I hear there's like seasonal depression because of it. Like,
it's true because
it gets like so dark so early.
It gets
and
dark at like 4 p.m.
That's crazy.
And then so when you leave to work, it's dark. When you get out of work, it's dark.
That's depressing.
It is. And I didn't even realize that was a... I knew it was a thing,
but, yeah, like, but
I didn't think I would experience
yeah.
it. And the first winter, like, after winter, when it hit spring, the euphoria I felt, I was like, oh my God, I needed sunshine.
That's yeah.
And it's not even that outside. I was just really tired all the time.
Yeah. I feel like if I was awake and it's always dark,
yeah,
I just want to sleep.
0 out of 10 recommend.
Wait, and okay, so you're moving to New York.
Yes.
In
the end of the month.
That's right around the corner.
I know.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm very excited because I've always wanted to live in New York, but I'm mostly stressed right now because I need a pack.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The logistics of it all, but and then yeah, there's just a lot that goes with it. But I'm excited to explore. And
you see, this is what I mean. Like, I'm just living through you. Like, here we go, new adventure.
I feel like before I used to be, like, scared to do adventures by myself or, like, you know, walk around, go to, like, stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to that.
You've always said you wanted to do, like, a solo trip somewhere.
I still have that on my list.
Did you hear the cat, or yeah. Is that me?
Was that Miss Girl?
I think that was Ewok. I have a cat, so I think she's meowing somewhere.
And I love Ewok, and she hates me.
She hates everyone. She hates me, too.
Yeah, I'm too late.
It's okay. New York.
Yeah.
I can't wait to visit.
Yep, I'm letting you come
visit. One day.
But we'll see how that goes. Stay tuned.
And we still need to do a trip. We've been talking about a bestie trip for like 20,000 years.
Honestly.
And we still haven't done it.
We've done like random trips, but never like just
a bestie. Like an trip. Actual. Yes.
Where would you want to go?
Maybe like a cabin.
I would be down for
that. I feel like a cabin trip, like it's relaxing.
Yeah. That'd like, be fun.
We could chill. We could read books and... I don't know. Or we could go stay in like a city or something.
That'd be cute too.
I don't know.
I feel like that'll be so overwhelming though.
Just wait till that kidney comes in. Once that kidney comes in.
Listen, has she got some fresh new kidney?
I'm gonna be unstoppable.
I'm gonna just like bust the door open of her house with kidney balloons. Like,
not the one. Listen, we're having a whole party. Everyone's invited. If you listen to the pod, you're invited.
Mm-hmm. You're all invited. With the kidney balloons and all.
Everything has to be K. Like,
yep.
K foods.
K-themed party.
I almost said something inappropriate.
What?
I was going to say K's everywhere, but maybe not.
Oh.
Maybe not Kate.
Yeah, perhaps not.
At least not three in a row. Separate them.
You know. Just be looking off into the distance. Like
Kim's kidney. See, Kim's kidney kickback. KKK. It's all good. That's what Jess called it. A kidney kickback.
No, but it does Kim's kidney kickback. That's a cool name.
That's what is it? That's
and
what
then,
it
like,
is?
The invites have to have just, like, kidneys all over it.
With little smiley faces. Aww.
I love this.
Speaking of kidneys, how did you feel?
Like,
let's get deep.
Let me take a shot. Hold on.
Speaking of kidneys...
We don't take shit seriously. Okay, that's a serious matter, but hold on.
Take it. She's taking
Don Julio's
silver.
I'm doing it because I'm nervous.
She's nervous. Guys, this podcast episode is like completely
YOLO.
Off the rim, so I'm sorry if it's just all over the place, but this was not.
That did not go well.
Oh.
It's not as bad as I thought, though.
I haven't had a tequila shot in so long. It looks painful. But, okay. So let's get into the nitty gritty. Okay. Let's.
I'm ready.
Do you remember, or I guess, how did you feel when I told you like I was sick? I feel like I remember briefly when I told you.
You called me, right?
I think I remember I was working. I was still working. I was, and you FaceTimed me, and I just remember crying, like sobbing on the phone. But I don't really remember.
Another weird thing about me and him is that, well, I feel like now you cry more than before. It wasn't like that.
What do you mean?
I feel like we would talk about stuff, but we wouldn't cry or like get emotional.
Yeah,
we're weird.
We weird.
It's like we talk about stuff, but like our emotions are like,
yeah. We get deep. Like, it's not like we're like surface level friendship. Like, we have very deep conversations. I just feel like me and Francis emotionally are both like weird.
Yeah.
Like, we're weird. Like, I'm that person, like, if you hug me, I'm like, panic.
When we were physical friends, I would hug her and I could
feel her. Like, literally, my body, like, if you hug me, my body tenses up.
Yeah.
Because I grew up like in a very non-affectionate environment, so anytime someone shows me affection, it like puts me in like panic mode. It's so weird. Like, even my sister, like, she hugged me recently, and I could just feel my body like panic. Like, what is happening?
You're better not, though.
Which is weird because I love affection, but when I get it, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, how did you feel?
I was definitely like devastated for you, and then I also felt really guilty because I'm like, dang, I'm not even around, you know.
Oh.
So I felt even more sad.
So, aww.
Like, you know when you want to like do something and help, and
yeah, like, you're like, I can't even,
yeah, on a normal day.
That's so true, because I remember I was in the hospital a lot, and you would always be like, what can I do? What can I send you? Do you want to Uber Eats? Like, anything. You're like, please, just let me help you somehow. I remember you used to literally beg me.
Yeah,
like, how can I help you? And I'm like, honestly, you can't.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, quality time is important to
Yeah.
me, so normally I would just come over.
That's like, true.
You know, let's hang out or whatever. And since I can't do that,
it was harder.
Yeah, it was so hard. When you tell me, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going through this like really serious event where it was, like, we didn't even know what was happening at the time. You were just in the hospital.
Yeah, I was just sick all the time.
And I'm here and I'm like, damn, like, what can I do, you know? And then you are stubborn and you won't let me do stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
And it still is. Sometimes I'm like, dang, how can I show up for her? And it's like, it's hard.
And honestly, like, I don't even like blame you like at all for that. Like, I just wish you were here more for Layla. Like, I just wish Layla could get to know you better.
I know, me too.
Like, I'm like, I don't even care about me. Like, I just want her to like,
I don't care about it all.
Know you.
So that's the thing that sucks about moving away from home, is that like life continues.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of like, when you come back, you're just there for the moment, you know?
And yeah.
So I definitely feel it, especially with the babies.
Like, yeah. And they're growing so fast.
The thing that also, like, is interesting about us is that we text almost every day, but we don't FaceTime. But it's always been that way.
Yeah.
So I feel like that also makes it hard for me to build a relationship with Layla.
We need to FaceTime more.
Yeah,
why do I hear that? Where is this cat? Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. Do you remember? Okay, this is so off topic. Do you remember that time we were in your apartment and we spent like an hour and a half trying to determine who's hotter, if it was Bad Bunny or Drake?
Kim asked her that question. She's like, you need to choose one and one only. I have an obsession with both Bad Bunny and Drake. They're different vibes completely, but she's like, you could only choose one. And I'm like, I don't know.
And we literally spent like an hour going back and forth with their music videos. Yeah. But deep down, within the first 5 minutes, both of us were like set.
Yeah.
We were just in denial.
Bad Bunny.
No, I think we said Drake.
Yeah. Except now, I would not choose Drake.
I don't even know what he looks like now. I don't follow him.
It's just not like, it's just different. I don't know. And Bad Bunny, I think I would choose him. He just seems like a good
Do we need to watch videos for an hour again?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Remember when I had an obsession with Shawn Mendes?
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that.
I went through a phase where I loved that.
That was wild.
That was wild. Who was that?
Like, Shawn Mendes? Like, really? Oh my god, we threw you a whole Shawn Mendes birthday party.
So listen, I'm going through it.
If we want to get deep again.
Yeah. And the girls decided to surprise me. I was not in the mood to celebrate my birthday.
Poor thing. You were so down in the dumps.
I was down. And they got me, like, or they threw me a Shawn Mendes
birthday party. It was literally five of us.
Even the cake, like, everything. It was great.
We had a Shawn Mendes cutout. Mm-hmm. Cardboard cutout.
I was so happy. I was like, yay! Honestly, though, that's, like, one of the most memorable birthdays.
That was so fun.
It was fun.
It's so random. Yeah. I just remember we were drinking, and then we were like, we had a dance party. Too. Yeah, we were in PJs, cozy. We were just chomping up food.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
The five of us just chilling.
We had the best time.
Yeah.
Dancing, shaking our butts. Mm-hmm.
I think we all had like a moment where we all cried.
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like we always had little moments.
Yeah. That was definitely
amazing. We always have, like, emotional, I love you guys moments.
Yeah.
And then we keep it moving.
Like, well, all right, we good. Walk away.
We're so weird.
Yeah, we really are. We just say we're not emotional, and then we're like,
right.
Oh, we cry.
Yeah. Is anyone else like this? Any other friendships out there? Please let us know.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I feel like Fran and I are definitely, like, the black cat.
Golden retriever
friendship, and I think you guys can guess who's who.
Yeah.
We still need to do that TikTok, by the way.
Which one? Oh,
the black cat.
100%.
Sorry, I'm so tired all the time. I just had like a huge yawn out of nowhere. Hi, kitty cat. So, you're going to go watch It Ends With Us today.
I'm excited.
So, I'm not going to give anything away, but have you been seeing the drama?
No, it's a drama.
With, like, the cast?
No.
So, I saw it on TikTok, because I live on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So, you know Justin Baldoni? I think that's how you say his name. The guy from Jane the Virgin?
Yeah, I
live on. So, you know he's in it. And he was also a producer.
Is he the doctor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you read the book?
Yeah,
I read the book. Okay. So, he plays Ryle.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I already saw it. So, he ate.
Killed it?
He did so good.
Okay, good.
Blake, you know how I feel about Blake. I think she's such a snooze fest. Like, she literally plays Blake. And, her character is always the same. And she always does that stupid lip-biting thing.
Oh.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Anyways, so apparently there's drama with the cast. Because, I don't know if you've noticed, they're doing, like, press tour and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that's not with them. Like, the whole cast, like, Blake, the guy that plays, like, Atlas, I think even, like, Ryle, the girl that plays Ryle's sister, and all of them are together doing press, and Colleen Hoover, and then Justin is doing like press like by himself. So
I didn't even know who the main like he was. So
yeah. So and apparently, like I guess they're like butting heads or something, and there's like drama, like because I guess like Blake is promoting the movie almost like a rom-com when it's definitely not, and like Justin is like talking about it for what it is, like he's like, you know, we're trying to bring attention to domestic violence,
right.
He's like, you know, this movie isn't about us, it's like about the survivors and mm-hmm. blah blah blah, like he's amazing,
yeah.
And like really trying to make the focus of the film about what it is, whereas when they interview Blake, she's acting like it's like a romantic comedy. Like she's so.
What does it have to do with like, because you know Ryan Reynolds is doing Deadpool and the Wolverine, so I'm wondering if it's like.
Yeah, and I guess they've been doing press together.
Yeah, because he's been showing up with her, but
yeah, like, and I guess like that's too, been so. Something people have been talking about. They're like. He's taking away from
like the actual movie.
The point of the film. But I heard that I don't know how true it is. I'd be hearing shit on TikTok that Ryan Reynolds, I guess he either directed or like wrote a scene or two in It Ends With Us. So I guess he's part of that project somehow. That's what I heard on TikTok. I don't know if it's true. Don't
That's what I heard.
If TikTok know. Said it, it must be.
I love the celebrity gossip. It's my favorite.
Me too.
It's so fun. We talk like we know them.
Right.
Like, this is what happened. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you. Speaking of hot gossip, do you listen to other podcasts?
I used to. I haven't in a while.
Have you heard of the Canceled? It's called Canceled.
No.
With Tana Mongeau and
Mm-mm.
some other girl. So there's a girl, I can't remember her name, Brooke something, and she's on that Canceled podcast, which is like this huge podcast, and the girl is getting canceled right now because like some old tweets resurfaced that she tweeted were like racist and stuff.
Damn.
And she posted like some shit like, what did she say that like people are like really mad about? It's something with like Trayvon Martin. Like, she's like, oh, she tweeted something like, oh, if Trayvon Martin was white, it would be a different story or something like that. And she tweeted this stuff like almost 10 years ago, but they're like resurfacing now and people are like canceling her. And I'm like, yikes. I hope I didn't post anything crazy. I don't have Twitter, so.
I mean, same, but also.
Because, you know, people be digging shit up. Like,
I just want to know who has time to dig stuff up. Number two, it was, like, different growing up. I mean, not saying, like, racism is.
No, yeah. And she's tried to explain, like, she grew up in a conservative household. So she was like.
Girl, why would you, like, take your time?
Right. I'm like, I get it, but also. Why would you tweet that? Like,
why would you tweet like, that? It's so stupid to tweet that.
Why do you need to? Why do you need to post that on the internet?
Back and like looking up stuff. There's so much time.
Someone had time. They said, "I got time today." But she apparently like also tweeted like some fat phobic stuff.
Oh God!
And just. Because we are weird. She was posting some crazy shit back then. I'm like, girl.
I never just like had the energy to get a Twitter, but Twitter seems like a very interesting place.
Twitter's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime people's old tweets resurface, they're always like some batshit crazy stuff. And I'm like, why would you post this on the internet? Yeah. Like, people don't understand the internet is forever. Like, even if you delete it, someone somewhere
it's true.
Has
everyone's
it.
Everyone's nudes always end up on Twitter somehow. Like, who's the person leaking this stuff?
How?
So part of me is like, I feel like some of them leak it themselves.
It's Kris Jenner. It's gotta be Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Honestly, I love Kris Jenner.
Huh?
I love Kris Jenner.
She's hilarious.
She's so funny.
I was talking about this with someone the other day. I forgot who, but not about Kris Jenner, but about Kim Kardashian and how she just, like, does not give a shit sometimes. And, like, how she just, especially when she fights with Kourtney, and she's like... And she's just so brutally honest. It's hilarious. Anyways, back to Kris Jenner. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I watch... It's so funny, because I don't follow any of them. Like, okay. I don't follow any Kardashians, any Jenners. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care to keep up with them.
Right.
But I love watching the show. Does that make sense?
No.
I don't get it either. I don't understand myself.
It does, because you just want to be entertained for the moment, but you don't care to, like...
Maybe that's what it is. Like, I don't really care to keep up with them, but, like, I always watch the show.
It's like a show to you. Like, but people are obsessed with them day to day.
I think... I don't know. I used to follow Kourtney, and then I just unfollowed. Honestly, I went through, like, a phase where I unfollowed, like...
A bunch of people.
Like, pretty much almost anyone who's famous,
mm-hmm.
I unfollowed, because I just didn't want to have, like, unrealistic standards on my yeah. Instagram. Like, I'm like, yeah. I don't want to have, like, this... What do you call it? Like... I didn't want to play the comparison game with, gotcha. Like, people that I could never compare to. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense. Not really. I just didn't even want to see it. I'm just like, I don't... For what?
Yeah,
like, sense. I can't... Like, for me, I'm like, I don't relate to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll never relate to you in your life, so I don't even want to, like, entertain it. I don't know. I don't even know if that makes sense.
And I feel like a lot of people unfollow because it affects their mental health and stuff like that. That's completely fair.
I did that. I went through a phase back in 2022 where I deleted my Instagram completely because mentally I couldn't handle it. Because that was when I was, like, really sick and I was in and out of the hospital. And it was just really depressing. Like, I remember being in the hospital when I deleted my Instagram. And it was, like, I was there for COVID, and I was, like, in isolation for that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I lost my mind. And I was, like, I can't. Because, like, I'm, like, I can't sit here scrolling, seeing people live happy while I'm here miserable, sick every day. So I literally just deleted it, and it was the best 6 months of my life.
Good.
It was so nice not knowing anything about anything.
I mean, it is nice. You don't feel like the
pressure. It just really reminded me, like, how... What's the word? Like, useless.
Yeah.
Instagram really is.
The thing is, I'm just very... Like, I completely understand that mindset 100%. I'm just also very big and, like, almost, like, nostalgic in a sense. So I take a lot of pictures and... But because I love the memories. And like, looking back at it, whatever... But when someone tells me that, I also understand where they're coming from.
I wish I could take more pictures.
You should.
I know I should, but it's... I can't. I can't look at myself. It's really hard.
Kimberly.
I'll just take pictures of Layla. That's my girl.
See, it's moments like this where it's like, what can I say to, like, make you feel better?
Oh, girl, no. It's not even anything you can do. It's just my brain. My brain be braining.
But you know what? I will say, this is also nothing new.
That's true.
You've always been this way.
Yeah.
I've always threatened your life.
I know.
I'm like aggressively.
I have a serious question.
What?
What are you doing? Guys, I wish I could show you what I'm looking at. This girl is currently braiding. It looks like a piece of her jeans. I don't even know.
I'm dead. I even know.
She's over here having, like, a deep conversation while she's braiding her jeans.
This is, like, ADD.
You are so ADD.
It's really bad. But, yeah, I'm braiding a piece of thread from my jorts. didn't even notice I was doing that until I was just called out. But you know, I'm into it, so we gonna finish.
I'm getting kind of hungry.
You're hungry.
We should go eat before you.
I'm down.
Cut your hair.
Hell yeah.
What should we eat? Oh no.
Kyodai.
It's gonna take 8 years for us to decide.
Either Chili's. So Chili's used to be our spot. Still is. Chick-fil-A. Mamak.
Girl.
What are you in the mood for? Yeah, you're right. I can't decide.
I don't know. Let's think off the pod. So yeah, I guess let me cut this short because I'm hungry and Fran has to get a haircut, so we gotta go get some food.
Hell yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was so fun to just chit chat.
This was fun.
Next time you come, we gotta do it again.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll plan it out better so we can have some points and.
Yeah.
Today was more just...
It was very scattered.
Just literally... We literally were, like, at a coffee shop, and we're like, let's go back to the house and record an episode. Like, we didn't... Like, it wasn't even, like, we talked about it yesterday or anything. Like, it literally was...
And I told her I was nervous. That's why I took that shot.
Honestly, I'm happy, though, because I haven't done an episode in 2 months.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, I was going through it. We was down in the dumps, but it's okay. So I'm happy you kind of pushed me to it so I can get something out there. Okay. But thank you for coming.
Thank you. I love you, and I'm happy that, you know, we get to hang out.
I love you, too. Let's go get some food. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank y'all. XOXO. Bye.
Bye.